Are you one of the 149 million people over the age of 16 who enjoys spending time recreating in God's creation? If so, we'd like to invite you to join us on today's Trail to Adventure. Together, we'll meet outdoor personalities who are using what they do afield or stream to show those in their sphere of influence about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calluette.
Well, all right, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're in Silver Lake, Minnesota. Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, and some folks have said they're trying to fish every one of them. Can't imagine that, but right now, Cindy and I are at Grace Bible Church in Silver Lake, Minnesota. This church supports Cindy and I in prayer and also are supporting us as missionaries. Appreciate the fact that they have us in once a year, and right now, we're with the pastor, Dr. Tom Rako. Also, Tom is the founder of the Christian Deer Hunters Association and the Christian Anglers Association. Been on the program a number of times. Tom, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Great to be here with you, Jerry. It's always an honor, and we are so grateful for you and Cindy coming to share. And as I introduced you this morning, we have had so many speakers here that came about because of God's Great Outdoors. Great speakers, whether for game feeds or other avenues of ministry. And so I feel honored that you would come here, and we feel privileged to be able to be supporting the ministry of God's Great Outdoors, that we can have a little part in it.
Well, we certainly appreciate the fact that we have a body of believers that believe in what we're doing, and we always welcome churches that are looking at supporting missionaries. We feel missionaries are something that we're supposed to be about, and when we can be included in a church as their missionary, very exciting. Tom, through the years, you've written a number of books, and right now you have a new book called Hunting Miracles that you put out, and quite an interesting book because you've gathered up a number of stories to where, as you read them, you realize this could have only happened because there is a God and He loves us.
Absolutely. And I've been encouraged by the book simply because I get to read the stories and hear about the stories that have taken place, events that took place in people's lives, that ultimately God was behind it. He has been at work. He's not compartmentalized from creation and from outdoor activity. He's involved. He's intimately involved. And the book, Hunting Miracles, Ancient and Modern, has some hunters of the past. And then current hunters, you yourself, Jerry, have an excellent article included. We have Joey Hancock, Russell Thornberry, just a variety of great authors that have been willing to share how God has worked a miracle while they were on a hunt.
Well, certainly for me, one of the most interesting stories is the whole thing about Jack Miner and his family up in Canada banning birds, putting bands on their legs, and the bands have scripture verses on them, and how they have impacted people's lives. In fact, missionaries reported that Native Americans would come to them with these bands from the birds, the ducks and the geese that they've shot, and said they felt God was speaking to them, and it actually opened the door up for the missionaries to share the gospel with these people. A lot of other neat stories when it comes to Jack Miner and his family doing this. Those folks that hunt ducks and geese, a Jack Miner band is very, very coveted.
Yeah, in fact, Jerry, I bought one of those bands from a dealer, and I have it in my office, and it has part of 1 Peter 5, cast all your care upon Him, because He cares for you, that verse. And Jack Miner, most people have probably not heard of his name, but you know, when he died in 1944, he was one of the fifth most recognized men in North America. He was just an amazing person. In fact, the others that were known, Ford, Edison, Lindbergh, and Rickenbacker, and then here was Jack Miner, because he had such a profound influence upon conservation efforts. He was one of the earliest people banning ducks and geese and learning the migration routes, and then how he ended up eventually putting scripture on the back, and the story stories that came out of that are amazing. Actually, the Jack Miner Sanctuary is still functioning to this day. And another one of Jack Miner's story was on a moose hunt and how a friend, there were a couple other guys hunting with him, his brother, and one guy had gone back to a camp, and Jack Miner and his brother saw the tracks, that hunting companion, and they could tell he was after a scared moose. Well, ultimately, to make a long story short, what happened was it began to snow, it was dark, and this guy had never been out in the woods alone overnight, and he would have died. And it was a specific answer to prayer that Jack Miner, just amazing. And we have everything from a bird dog that was shot and basically should not have lived and should not have hunted again, but ended up having a long life. There's a story by one of the authors here in Minnesota about a man who was shot and left for dead. And the wolves came in, and it's just miraculous.
Well, certainly with all that hunting, there's some venison perhaps that winds up coming in and getting cooked up and smells so good. And that's reminding me that my wife, Cindy, is standing by to share today's recipe. And folks, do send in your recipes, how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants that you harvest. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of activity it is you like to do. And you'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, for that recipe. And they're autographed. And hey, we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time afield or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking, and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org, or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouet, God's Great Outdoors, and again here with Dr. Tom Rako, the Christian Deer Hunters Association, Christian Anglers Association, but also pastors of church here in Silver Lake, Minnesota. And Cindy and I were here sharing her in song. In fact, folks, you're being blessed right now because I'm not singing, but Cindy does a wonderful job. And then I gave the morning message in Tom's office talking about his new book, Hunting Miracles. And Tom, you have a number of different books that you have written, and we carry these on our website. Maybe you can give a list of those to those that are listening right now and something for them to consider as possibilities to give to someone that they know and love. And one of those stories may be a link in the chain of events to them coming to know Jesus Christ.
Well, some of them include, for example, the Christian Deer Hunters, where I'm the editor, and I had lots of people helping me with that. But we have a big book, Volume 1, which took the first 10 years of Devotions for Deer Hunters, and then Big Book, Volume 2, that you carry on your website. We have Devotions for Bird Hunters, and where a variety of different authors share their experiences, and it's a devotional-type book. Devotions for Dog Lovers is a book that has been pretty popular. I love dogs, so that's been kind of a great thing. Hunting Arguments, which takes a series of hunting arguments that hunters make that are really not biblical, and then takes some hunting arguments that anti-hunters make that are certainly not biblical. We have Devotions for Hunters and Anglers, which is a devotional book. So I've always appreciated devotionals. So a lot of them are devotional type material that take experiences that we've had and include those.
Well, my favorite story out of Devotions for Hunters and Anglers is the story of the bear pastor. I'm probably not getting it right. Maybe you can share the exact title and tell a little bit of that story.
Well, I think it's titled Grin and Bear It. And it goes back to a time in my life. I've been here at Grace Bible Church since 1989. And back then, we were pretty impoverished. And my wife had had cancer, and so we were paying bills on that. I had finished my doctorate of ministry. I was still paying school bills. Our daughter Mercy, our third or fourth daughters, had been born, and so we still have doctor bills for that. We had a car that was on its last leg. I went bear hunting for the first time. A friend of mine, because of his generosity, I was able to use his vehicle and things like that. I ended up shooting a bear, and it was just amazing. I'd shot a lot of deer, but I'd never seen a bear up close. And we enjoyed bear steaks and bear burger and things like that. And we were having Thanksgiving dinner and with our little family, and it's the first time we'd really done as a little family rather than traveling someplace. And I have false teeth in my uppers, and then I have a plate in my lower. And suddenly my wife says, so this is Thanksgiving, about 5 o'clock, she says, oh no, you lost a tooth. And sure enough, on my lower plate, right in the middle, a tooth was missing. Now, for some people, they say, well, big deal. Well, when you're a pastor, you know everybody's going to say, you know, you have a tooth missing, you're standing up there. You know, I could just see that for the next... Well, that night I got thinking, what am I going to do? We could not afford a dentist. I hadn't been to a dentist for a long time and didn't even have one. And I started thinking about the bear skull I had in the freezer. So I grabbed a knife and pliers, and I went out and I pulled it out, filed it down. I had some taxidermy glue, stuck it in, presto. That first one lasted a few weeks, and then back to the freezer I went for another one. And when we took a little trip or anything, I'd have that little bag of bear teeth, and I'd take that taxidermy glue along just in case I had an emergency. And didn't tell anybody, and our kids were little. They thought everybody did this, you know. Until about 6 months, and my sister had a graduation party for one of my nieces, and so we 300 miles away we went, and I told my dad, and he just laughed. And my mom, who is a chronic worrier, she said, you didn't. I said, yeah, I did. She said, you could get a disease or something. I said, well, to tell you the truth, I'm feeling really tired, and I have this strange desire to dig around in garbage cans. And, you know, I remember my sister, she was just inquisitive. She's a nurse. And then my younger brother is 10 years younger. He said, Tom, is that really a bear tooth? And I said, yeah. And he said, man, that's the kind of thing legends are made of. Well, I will tell you, Jerry, I'm glad people are probably laughing now, but at the time I thought, this really stinks that I have to use a bear tooth to fix a denture. But, you know, there's all kinds of things in our lives that at the time they feel we don't enjoy them very much. And yet God turns that around, and people have laughed at that story, but it is a true story. And I will tell you this, I've shot bear since then. A lot of people look at the hide, but I'm telling you the truth, the first thing I look at are the teeth.
Certainly something to grin and think about, folks. We're going to take one more break, and we'll hear a little bit more about Tom's new book right after this.
Since July 6th, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and their all-new 2020 VXR compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Are you passionate about the sport of fishing? Does your fishing have a greater purpose than just catching fish? Hello, my name is Trevor Rubel. I am the executive director of Hook for Life Ministries. Hook for Life is a ministry devoted to sharing Jesus Christ with children and families through the sport of fishing. Hook for Life is helping Christian anglers use their passion for fishing to start their own church-based fishing ministry. To learn how to start a fishing ministry in your church, drop us a line at hookedforlife.org or call 540-819-0266.
Hello, this is Dr. Tom Rakel, founder and executive president of the Christian Deer Hunters Association. If you're interested in reaching deer hunters with the good news of Jesus Christ, we invite you to write for our free devotional booklet, Devotions for Deer Hunters. Just send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Christian Deer Hunters Association, P.O. Box 432, Silver Lake, Minnesota 55381.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and again, we're in Silver Lake, Minnesota with Dr. Tom Rako, Christian Deer Hunters Association, and he pastors a church here in Silver Lake. And Tom, getting back to hunting miracles, I think there were some things that you wanted to point out for the listeners to consider. This is a book to give to someone who may doubt that God ever does anything in anyone's life, but there is a lot of incredible stories here.
Well, that's right, and they don't begin with our generation. You know, I think of certain people in church history, and you can doubt whether all of the details are accurate, but there's a kernel of truth in those things that, when we talk about the Bible, we can believe everything. But sometimes in church history, there are variations, but I think of people like St. Eustace and St. Hubert who were converted on stag hunts, each of them, centuries apart, but God changed their life and ultimately changed the world. There's answer to prayer. I think of Dr. Kent Hunter. He's also known as the church doctor. He talks about one of his hunting companion's sons who hunted with them and ended up was not going to live and was miraculously healed. And you know, God, everybody needs a miracle. And when I was doing this book, I was so encouraged because I saw that the God of miracles is still performing miracles. And maybe there's a listener right now, things seem hopeless, whether it's for your marriage, your family, financially, whatever it is. I know this, that God has the power to help you. He may transform your situation. Sometimes he can do things that are just so beyond us that we just can't believe it. But he is the God of miracles. The other thing in the book, at the back of the book, there are some discussion questions, and it can be used as a study guide. It's a small book. It's 112 pages, but it has these wonderful true stories. And as I said, Jerry, you have one in there. It's one of my favorites because you make yourself pretty vulnerable there. And we've all been in situations that are difficult, and you chose to do the right thing, and God blessed you through that, and you were willing to share it. And others, just supernatural events, and some maybe, well, I don't know if that was a miracle, maybe just a coincidence. Well, you can only have so many coincidences before you start recognizing that God is involved.
Well, Tom, there's certainly something for folks to be considering. The reason that we carry books on God's Great Outdoors website, and they're not how-to books, they're books that are connecting people with God's creation, and in that recreation, in some way, their lives are being transformed into having a relationship with the Creator God Himself, Jesus Christ. And we do know that, like with our tracks, statistically, with anything that's in print, 52% of people who come to Christ point to some printed material as having played a part in their conversion experience. So I can see this new book and those books that you've already written as having a part of an impact in a life for eternity, that it's something that our listeners certainly could consider when it comes to somebody in their lives that they care about, they really want to see come to know Jesus Christ. And appreciate your having Cindy and I here at the church again. On an annual basis, it's great to be here, and every year we look a little older, but certainly looking forward to spending eternity together with the Lord. And I thank you also for sharing with all the people here on God's Great Outdoors and letting them know about hunting miracles.
I just want to thank you, Jerry, and the listeners to, you know, one of the things also, we use a lot of your literature, the tracks and things like that. We have them out in our track rack, and we do various outreaches, and one of the popular things are either the fishing or hunting tracks that God's Great Outdoors produces. I'm really grateful. And that's a powerful little piece of truth that is put into a person's hands that can change a life. And that's what it's about. God working through these resources to transform lives, transform families for all eternity.
Amen. Why don't you check out Tom Rako's website at rockdove.com, rockdove.com, that's R-O-C-K-D-O-V-E.com. You can order a copy of Hunting Miracles and see all the other books that Dr. Tom Rako has written, getting copies for your loved ones. As you've just heard, Dr. Tom Rako sees how you can use God's creation to have an impact in the lives of those people that God allows to cross his path, and the same thing can work for you as well. Friends, if you're interested in doing outdoor ministry, I promise your efforts won't go in vain, and you will see lives changed for eternity. And there is no greater effort that we can put out when it comes to trophies, trophies of grace for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, than winning men, women, and children to the Lord. Now, friend, if you're listening right now and you do not have that certainty, that relationship with Jesus Christ, if you died today, you don't know what would happen to you. And that is a concern. In fact, you've been thinking of all the loved ones that you have that have been sharing your need for Jesus Christ, and you're wishing there was someone that you could speak to right now. Talk to them and ask how to become a Christian. Maybe there's some questions or issues that you want to discuss. You know, there is someone waiting to talk to you. All you need to do is call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's the words need him. Again, I say 1-888-NEED-HIM. And there is someone 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that are waiting to speak to you and help you begin that first-time relationship with Jesus Christ. Please consider how you will feel after you have a peace that passes all understanding, and have that certainty if you died, you'd be able to stand in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator God, and have him welcome you in. Don't wait. Make that call today, 1-888-NEED-HIM. I promise you'll be so glad that you did.
Here's a One That Got Away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. Well, when it comes to losing in the area of fishing, the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette, always strikes out big when he tries to hook into salmon or trout. But that's only when he's fishing with his brother-in-law, Joe Bakanovic. It's like I'm jinxed any time I fish with my brother-in-law, Joe. He always outdoes me, says Jerry. But trout and salmon fishing seems to be a total washout if his brother-in-law is in on the fishing excursion. When fishing riverbanks for trout, Joe will be hauling in fish left and right, and all Jerry is able to land are creek chubs. Joe will be filling a stringer of trout as I play catch and release with the river's chubbies, laments Jerry. But the worst times fishing with Joe is for salmon on the Great Lakes, Jerry remembers. I can think of at least two times when everyone in the boat was catching salmon but me. We all used the same tackle and lures, but I came home empty-handed each trip. The first few fish I did hook, I lost. In fact, one of those times, Joe even caught a beautiful steelhead that topped off his ice chest full of salmon. Jerry says this was like rubbing salt in the wound, and did his brother-in-law feel sorry for Jerry? Not on your life, reflects Jerry. Joe just loved it. The host of God's Great Outdoors might lose out when fishing with his brother-in-law, Joe. But there is one place Jerry is certainly a winner, and that's when it comes to his eternal salvation. You, too, can be a part of God's ultimate fishing creel and thus be assured of winning out for all eternity. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner called The End of the Line, just contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by mail, phone, or email.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? You can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
We'd like to send you a Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Bookmark. To get a free copy, go to the website to order at ggoutdoors.org.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These five-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-6000.
25, 30, and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.